I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
We've been talking about this in the show for several weeks now, but my son, Connor, got cast in a feature-length movie.
Yeah.
And that's just one scene. It's just one line.
A Marcus Allen joint.
For anybody who also doesn't know, Marcus Allen writes, produces, and directs feature movies. Like, he's done like 5 or 6 of them. If you're new to the area, I always say Marcus Allen is Sacramento's Ryan Seacrest.
There you go.
He's a media mogul at this point, okay? And he's a staple of the area.
Has been for
since
decades.
She was in diapers.
Since I was a kid, yeah. I remember him being like a radio DJ.
Right, yeah. So, but anyway, though, so my son Connor got cast in this movie, and yesterday was film day. Okay, so Mark films a lot of his movies in Auburn, which I think is awesome. Like, he keeps it local, and Auburn's very scenic, so he likes the way it looks. And in his last movie, you saw his last movie, right? The 616 Wilford Lane?
It was too spooky.
Okay, but it looks beautiful. I saw
trailers for it, and the trailer did me in.
It looked...
I was too tense.
I didn't know. I thought you watched it for some reason.
You thought I would watch that movie?
Yeah, I thought you did. Yeah. Too scary.
Too scary. Okay.
But he makes all, it looks like a tourism video for Auburn, though. So he makes it look really good. So we go to Old Auburn Cemetery. That's where this is not a horror movie. This is a dark comedy that Connor's in, okay? And he's only in this one scene. And I'm not going to tell you too much about the scene. But it does involve the two stars of the movie, who are very young, attractive women. They strip down to nothing, and then they streak through a cemetery. And Connor is this boy who's there paying respects, visiting the grave of a grandparent, and sees this, and he has a funny line, okay? So I'm there, and actually my wife Stacy was there too, because the last second she got cast, much to Katie's chagrin. Oh. She got cast as my son's mother, not Katie. Stacy and Connor are there filming the scene, and you know, I'm watching this scene, and I've been around the whole time because, you know, I'm interested. I'm shooting pictures for social media, like, and I think it's really cool.
Of course it's cool.
But I'm keeping my distance.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. The only time I ever said anything was because they don't make the girls run for every single take that they do, especially on the shot that's right on Connor's face. They don't need the girls to do that. They could use other people. And this one poor guy, they were making him run, and it was a little hot when we were in the sun, and I could see this guy was getting sweaty and stuff like that. It was the only time I was like, hey, do you want me to run instead, like, and do that? And they're like, no, it's okay. So I'm keeping my distance. That actually made it worse, because then when it came time for the shot that was wider, where you could see the girls running through the cemetery, I'm not there, and I haven't been in the orbit of what's going on for a while. So they are wearing bodysuits, okay? So they're not fully naked, these girls.
Of course.
Okay? Because it does involve a minor, and plus for their, you know, modesty and stuff like that. However, one of the girls is wearing a thong. Okay, so I guess it was just the top that was a bodysuit.
Okay.
So you could see. But anyway, though, so they're running, and you can see certain things. And all of a sudden, somebody who never saw me before comes over and shoos me off of the set, because now I look like some kind of guy who wanders cemeteries in Auburn.
Waiting to see girls in thongs.
Yeah, happens to see two girls in thongs running and goes, yeah. So then Then it gets worse because I try to explain to the guy, no, it's okay. Like, I don't know why the phrase "it's okay" just came out of my mouth
why
first.
Why didn't you say "my son is filming"?
It's a great question, Katie. Okay. But instead, the phrase "it's okay" just kind of rolled out of my mouth as if there's any scenario where it is.
Excuse me, sir. We're filming. This is a closed set. You have to go.
It's okay. The old cemetery keeper Joe told me I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Oh, okay, guys. We're all good. He said it's okay.
You're new here. My name's Looky Lou Gavin. I'm allowed to Looky Lou. It was like this humiliating moment where I could see the guy even was like being, he was taken aback by when I said it's okay, as if he, one, didn't expect that.
Well, sure,
and two,
why would he?
Had no idea what to say in response.
Right.
Like, he eventually, his eyes got big, and then he goes, no, it's not. Like, our performers are scantily clad. I need you to keep some distance. And then it was at that moment that I was like, oh, I'm the dad of the kid. That's my son right there. And he goes, oh, okay. Still need you to clear the set.
Oh, no.